This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our weekly chat with Bill O'Brien, the head coach at Boston College. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Greg. Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing great. A texter to this program right off the jump here wants me to congratulate you on making the St. John's Prep Hall of Fame, Bill O'Brien.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It had nothing to do with my playing ability, I can promise you that, but I appreciate it. St. John's Prep is a great school, and I'm honored to be in the Hall of Fame. Thank you.
And so I'm guessing we had your first contact with the female sex in college, or like when did you meet your first woman?
Exactly. No doubt about it. First, all boys school. Don't really know how to answer that question, but yes, the answer is yes.
I wanted to ask you about something Matt Rhule said this week, which was essentially that when you look at some of the upsets in college football, Alabama, for instance, I think was what he was asked about. He puts it all on the portal and NIL, and essentially was saying that college has become like the NFL intends to be when it comes to parity. Do you agree with that?
You know, I tend to agree with that. I told our team, you know, on Sunday that it's a new age of college football. It's a wide open deal. And Alabama lost to Vandy, which is, you know, unheard of. Tennessee lost to Arkansas. Michigan lost to Washington. Undefeated teams went down. And so, you know, I think it's going to come down to the teams that, you know, make the least amount of mistakes, the teams that, you know, understand that they have to learn how not to lose before they can understand how to win. That's what we're going through here at BC. We've got to, you know, understand in our two losses, we've turned it over, we've committed penalties that are, you know, unlike us. And so I do agree with Matt on that. I think that there is parity across college football.
Bill, how do you make sure that you're able to keep these kids focused? Because ultimately, I think in the NFL, it's the playoffs that you can get to. In college football, it's you're trying to get to the playoffs, but losing in college football is so much more devastating and in the NFL when it comes to making the playoffs. How do you get them to stay focused and stay committed to saying that, okay, even though we lost a game or two games, there might still be a potential chance here for us to make the playoffs and not just be trying to get to a bowl game?
I understand what you're saying, and it's definitely true in the NFL, Wig, right? Like, you know, having been in that league and, you know, having been around teams that were really winning and the excitement and you had a chance to go to the playoffs, and then you had the teams that, you know, you're like last year at the Patriots, you know, you're like 4-10 or 3-10 and you got no shot. Like that's very difficult to keep guys motivated. But in college football, especially here at Boston College, it's new coaching staff, new way of doing things. This place hasn't won 8 games in a season in 15 years. So, I think that there's a lot of different ways that we can, keep these guys engaged. We have a great, group of leaders. Our 6 captains are, good guys. They care about BC football. So, yeah, ultimately, we're here and we want to win, but there's a lot more to it at BC. And, we're trying to talk more about the process rather than the results.
Bill, when you look back at that game on Saturday, you guys came out on the road, looked great in that first half, and then it just felt like a completely different game in the second half. Did UVA just have you guys figured out when they came back from halftime, or what happened to let that one get away from you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that UVA had us figured out. I think that we made mistakes that we can't make. I mean, we can't turn the ball over. We couldn't get off the field on third down, third and 10, third and 13, third and 9. We had penalties. We had a targeting penalty. We had a hands to the face penalty that kept drives alive for them. We had a holding call that took away a 25-yard scramble by Tommy. So we've got to understand, it really is a small margin of error, and we've got to be on the right side of that. And I think that's something that I try to teach the team every day. The coaches try to teach the team every day, and that's hopefully we can really learn from that and be better the next time out.
Your old team the New England Patriots has decided to finally start Drake May. When it comes to a rookie quarterback stepping in at this time of the season as he is, what if you were his offensive coordinator, you were his head coach, what would you be, what are the important things to be telling him in advance of Sunday?
I would say the first thing is understanding the operation, right? Everything from the play call to the mic point, the setting of the run blocking, the setting of the protections, keeping it simple, less plays. I wouldn't have 150 plays on the call sheet, I can tell you that. Less plays, plays that he really likes. I was always into, making sure during the week that the quarterback understood, hey, this is what we're going to do, and do you like these plays? Are you comfortable with these plays, and do you see them the right way? And so I think, Drake May is obviously an extremely talented guy. He's drafted at number 3, and it's at a very exciting time for the Patriots. And so you got to try to keep it simple for him and talk to him about moving the chains and not trying to, win the game in one drive.
Billy, I've been trying to get the answer to this. I've asked Bill Belichick. I've asked Gerard Mayo. When you look at the Patriots, and you were there briefly and then there for a longer stint prior, is there frustration among the coaches or the, rank-and-file players that there isn't more spending on offense? You just look at the Patriots' weapons, and you could maybe argue the Boston College Eagles have more of a deep threat. Was that a frustration for you, and is that ever explained to you why they don't spend at that side of the field?
That's a great question. We as assistant coaches, when we were there, we were not – what we would do, Curtis, I'm going to try to answer this to the best of my ability. We would evaluate the free agents, evaluate the draft prospects. We would go over those evaluations with Bill and, whoever was there. I mean, back in the day, you had some of the best talent evaluators in the league there, right? You had Jason Light, you had John Robinson, Nick Caserio. These guys are, at the top of their profession. And so then at the end of the day – those guys would make the decisions on who to draft or, who to sign and all that. We were never privy really to that after we went over the evaluations with them, if that makes sense. So certainly if we were sitting there, as assistant coaches, we're all sitting there, maybe we go have a beer after work or whatever. We're like, man, wish we could have got that guy, but we didn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we move on and we, you know, we coach everybody that's there. So, you know, I think we, as assistant coaches with Bill, we weren't that involved in all those decisions. We just evaluated, gave him our opinion and moved on to what we were there for, which was to coach the players.
Bill, when you look at, and I know Greg asked a great question about the portal and, you know, talking about parity in college football, when you're evaluating your team, I know you're focused on the season, but when you start to evaluate what maybe potentially areas you could get better in, how do you, you know, decide whether or not you're going to jump into the portal? Because it seems like, you know, with the portal allows you to get better quickly versus maybe waiting on a kid who might be coming straight out of high school that it might take him a few years.
Yeah, that's a, you know, again, that's a really you know, great question, because as a matter of fact, yesterday we had a roster meeting, and basically the roster meeting had a lot to do with, you know, where we're at right now relative to, okay, these guys are, you know, in their fifth or sixth years, they're not going to be here next year. Okay, who's going to be here in 26? You know, it wasn't really a talent evaluation. It was more about like, okay, we better make sure, you know, a year out, 2 years out. That's the thing about us. We've got to make sure that we're looking ahead. We can't just, like, look right here to today relative to our recruiting people and myself. So, you know, there's no doubt that we've targeted some positions, you know, that we feel, hey, you know, we might want to look in the portal. The thing about Boston College, Wig, is, you know, we've got to be very selective about who we go into the portal to get, right? You know, grad transfers are great here. You know, they're really good. Trayshawn Ward is an example of that. You know, guys that, you know, they've already graduated. They can go to grad school here, get a grad degree, which is an incredible degree. You know, when you get a guy that's got 3 years left of eligibility, there was probably a problem with him at the school he's coming from, you know, relative, you know, and then now he's here and, you know, the credits don't transfer, things like that. It's just not really the philosophy that we want to really attack. We want to recruit high school guys and then maybe look in the portal for grad transfers. That's kind of how we're going to operate.
Bill, being in the middle of a 12-day off period with a bye week, how have you guys been using that? How do you think the guys have responded to that? Do you feel like you can use it to your advantage going into a week against Tech?
Yeah, these guys, Courtney, you guys as grads, you'd be very proud of these guys. They work very hard. They show up. They're pissed off that they lost to Virginia. We've been in, you know, full pads. We'll have a scrimmage today. We'll give them Friday, Saturday off. We'll be back to work on Sunday. We'll play Thursday night. Very difficult place to play, Virginia Tech. But these guys, you know, there's a positive frustration, if that makes sense, because they feel like, you know, we gave the game away. Give Virginia credit. Like you said, they did some things, and, you know, maybe we didn't adjust very well, but, you know, we gave them the game. We turned the ball over, and these guys know they can be better than that. So these guys have shown up, and, you know, they've worked very hard this week. I really enjoy coaching the team.
You know, Bill, the guy who runs the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, is looking for a new head coach. I don't know if you're interested or not.
Oh, man. I don't know. The Jets have struggled to get it right, you know, and, you know, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know too much about that organization. And, but, you know, being in New England for the time that I was there, you know, that's a massive rivalry, obviously. And, you know, it's just been a struggle to get it right there. So, not sure what they're doing.
Speaking of it being a rivalry, would that prevent Bill from going at some point, or would that encourage Bill when it comes to choosing that as a landing spot?
My opinion, I haven't certainly have not spoken to Bill about that, but it'd be hard for me to see Bill in, you know, New York Jet green. I don't know if I would. I can't see that, but anything can happen, right? I've seen a lot over 32 years. Anything can happen, but it'd be hard for me to see that. But who knows?
All right, one from the professor before we go, Sean.
Bill, I just philosophically, I was curious about this because, so I don't know if you've seen or kind of kept up with it all. Ashton Jaunte over at Boise State already has 1,000 yards rushing after 5 games.
Right.
But it's a guy who has only got offers from schools like Navy and Army and never really got looked at by those big Division I schools like your Bamas, your Ohio States, your Michigans. I'm curious from your perspective how difficult it is to see guys like this and be like, wow, how do teams miss these guys with all the different video systems and talent evaluators everywhere? How do you miss guys that just all of a sudden blow up in a way you never would have expected?
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, you try to do the best you can to project guys, right? And you know, like, there's a lot of guys, Shime, over the years that I've coached, especially in the NFL, and you'll be like, okay, where did you play? And, you know, look, one of the best examples of all time is Julian Edelman, right? I mean, this guy was like, you know, junior college, you know, Kent State. You know, obviously, guy's a borderline Hall of Famer, right? So, like, how was he missed by, you know, it's hard to pinpoint. And that's what I tell our coaches all the time. We have to do whatever it takes to find these guys, because in the end, at Boston College, some of the best players that ever played here, I remember talking to Matt Ryan over the summer. You know, Matt Ryan was not a highly recruited guy out of high school. I mean, he had, like, Wisconsin and BC, I think, were his two final offers. You know, he didn't have 25 offers. So we have to do a good job of finding these guys that we believe we can develop and that can become, you know, great players for us. I think that's the key to what we're trying to do, Sean. It's a great question.
Please don't tell him it's a great question. That's all we need around here, Bill.
Kid is balling, though.
He's a little big for his britches.
Oh, he's losing weight.
I'm in Shime's camp, though. I listen to you guys every now and again, and I'm on Shime Island.
No, I know.
I appreciate you, Bill. Thank you.
But telling him,
don't take his betting advice.
Yeah, you'll have to be coaching another 20 years.
I mean,
no, we can't bet. We're not allowed to bet.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right.
If you ever need any extra eyes to go scout or anything, Bill, you have my number. You can give me a call.
Telling him, Bill, just an analogy that you'll get, telling Shime that was a great question is like watching the Patriots offense a couple years ago and telling Matt Patricia that was a great play that was designed. All right? That's
I can't say. You could say that about last year's Patriots offense, too, so I'm not going to go down that road.
All right. Have a great week off, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Bill O'Brien.
Get Shime on the road.
You know what? We got to take a break. But I love hearing him talk about how he would approach, as a coordinator, Drake May and week one.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. So we'll take a quick break, and we will be back, finally, with our leads this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.